Welcome to Are You Real Business, providing you with all the tools necessary to be mentally, physically, and spiritually prepared to start and run your own business. Our no-frills, fact-based, reality-driven strategies arm you with the knowledge to overcome the questions, struggles, and pitfalls that all come with new business, and the faith to see it through to the end. Now, please welcome the host of Are You Real Business, Michael McIntyre.
Hey, this is Michael McIntyre, your show's host today, and we're going to be talking about how to find the authentic you in business, entrepreneurship, and success. Listen, you can still catch Are You Real with John Fuller every Wednesday on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Welcome, everybody. Hope you're having a great day listening to this, or a great evening, whatever the situation may be. I'm really excited today about today's topic. Last time we talked about some how to get started and some basics on entrepreneurship, and I want to get into a few different things that, you know, I had some great feedback from some folks out there that already have businesses that are going and that are doing quite well. In fact, talked to one fella. He's got a business here doing about $3 million in annual revenue and pulling off about $700,000 a year in income off that business, which is really good. But they want to take that business to the next level. They want to take it out there to get it to $5 million. And how to do that? And one of the interesting things that I've learned over the years in my 27 years, 30 plus years now of entrepreneurship is that what usually gets you from point A, from ground zero, from zero to, you know, $2 million or $3 million in revenue, or even $150,000 or $500,000 in revenue, it's not going to be the same thing that gets you from $3 million in revenue to $10 million. It's different. It really is. It takes looking at things through a different way. You probably heard many times there's a lot of people out there that are entrepreneurs that start a business and find a niche in the marketplace, and man, all of a sudden it goes from, you know, they get the thing up to $3 million a year, $4 million a year. And then you have some private equity guys come in there, and they're attracted by what's going on because, you know, you're killing it. And they say, hey, listen, I think what you need now is professional management. Maybe you've heard this before, and we need to bring in a guy or a gal that's got a master's, an MBA, and let, you know, put them in there as CEO, or you need a CFO, or whatever, or a COO, chief operating officer. And some of that might be true. It really is. But I will say this, that you can, as an entrepreneur, as the founder, as the father or mother of the business that you started, you can still take it to that next level, and you can do that. And one of the key things is to surround yourself by some smart people. You know, I'll always tell people in my work with the church and other people in management, I always try to find your replacement. Always be mentoring your replacement. You need to always try to be, you know, a rising tide raises all boats. So you want to bring the next person up. And people say, well, man, what happens if they replace me? Listen, that's stinking thinking. Okay, that's not of God. That's not of Him. Because we live in we worship an abundant God, right? John 10:10, you know, the enemy came to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. Amen? So, listen, don't be in that fear. Be in faith, okay? And so if you're in faith and you're out there in His kingdom and you want to glorify Him, bring up people, mentor other people, reach your hand down and bring those people up. Because the more that you bring up, the more that you're going to bring yourself up. And it's really, that's the way it works. So if you are an entrepreneur out there and you're doing well and you want to take it even more so, this is for you. And it's for those that are just starting out too as entrepreneurs or in business. You may have an existing business. Hey, you may have an idea that you've been wanting, you know, that you've been praying about and that God's downloading in you. And you maybe even having a dream or two about it. Come on. Listen, you know, time to act is now. And I talk about this a lot. You know, I know a lot of times as Christian leaders, as business people, sometimes we wait, and I'm guilty of this too, we wait until all the lights are green I got a news flash for you. They're never going to be green, okay? Not all of them anyway. Maybe a couple of them will. So it's okay to go out there and run some red lights, metaphorically, and go out there and put it out there. Take a chance. Listen, you never can get to second base with your foot still on first base. You just can't do it. You've got to get out there, and you've got to take it out there, and you've got to take some risks and chances. And I know we talked about it in the last podcast about taking risks and what your risk tolerance is, and on the scale, you know, of 1 to 10, where your risk is. And look, it really is important that you and your partner or your family, your husband, your wife, whatever the situation is on board in that. And I also talked about mastermind groups. But today I want to touch on the 5 P's of Christian entrepreneurship. And the first one is to pray. That's right. And I know a lot of people say, man, I pray all the time. That's great. That's good. Keep on doing it. Pray out loud. Be intentional with your prayers. Pray with your wife. Pray with your husband. Pray with your family. Pray with your business partner. Pray with your accountant. And get into this mindset of praying constantly. And I always tell people, pray specifically. Listen, we worship a perfect God. He's perfect in every way. So ask Him. Ask God for these things that you need. And be specific, you know. Hey, listen, you might need to get a $200,000 line of credit for whatever reason. You know, pray for that. Pray into that. You might need to come up with a new marketing strategy on your social media, on your Facebook, or you're looking for a specific accountant and to pay them, you know, $70,000 a year, or whatever the situation is. Pray exactly that. Pray for those things, because that's what it matters. So the first thing is to pray. And I like to pray out loud. And for those that you are married, pray with your spouse. It's, you know, if you're married, you are in holy matrimony, okay? And that's honoring God. And God loves it when you sit down and you and your wife, or you and your husband, or your family sit down, get on your knees, hold hands, and pray out loud. And pray for your business, pray for your family, pray those things out. And if you're not, if you don't have a family, if you're an individual, single individual, hey, pray with your partners, pray with your fellowship, find some people, like-minded people in that mastermind group, and pray, and have people pray over you. Be intentional in that praying. It's everything. That's right. I said it. All right. The second thing is prepare. Okay. And you've heard this many times, but you know what? Sometimes you just need to hear it one more time. Get your plan together. And whether you have an existing business, and here it is, you know, the first of the year, and you've got an existing business, you want to plan for 2018, and you want to blow the doors out, get your plan together. Get specific about what that plan is. If your business is, you want to, you know, you've got a $600,000 a year business, you want to double it and take it to $1,200,000, then pray that out, plan that out, and then reverse engineer it. Say, okay, if I've got my business right now is earning $600,000 in revenue a year, and I want to take it to $1,200,000, reverse engineer that out to where you can see what you need to do month by month, week by week, quarter by quarter, and start implementing those things. It's not easy. It's not. But look, you know, making $1 million a year shouldn't be easy, right? It should be difficult, because otherwise everybody would be able to do it and it wouldn't be meaningful. And to glorify God in every aspect of that, whether you're planning out, you've got $600,000 in revenue and you want to take it to $1,200,000, and let's say you hit $800,000. Okay, you didn't hit your goal, but you did increase. And make sure that you glorify God in that aspect. It's really important. So you've heard it before. People don't plan to fail. They just fail to plan. It's so true. And get your team on board. Get your husband, your wife, your family, your business partners, whatever it is, your employees, your staff, get them on board and make it aware. Everybody should be aware. Here is the goal. $1,200,000, $5,600,000, $25 million, you know, $150,000, or however many sales. Put it on a whiteboard. Put it on some paper. Print it out. Have it in there to where everybody sees what the goal is. You've heard of the phrase, "As a man thinketh," The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. It's a great book. It's timeless. It's really good. Get everybody on board in these affirmations. And look, give, you know, what happens when you hit that goal? Put up put a nice carrot out there so everybody can get blessed in that fact. Maybe you have a trip to Hawaii. Maybe you have an extra $5,000 bonus. Maybe people get to get an automobile, whatever it is. But put a goal out there and get blessed in that goal. Maybe it's just give out to it. You know, you'll be able to sow into a nice mission project that everybody gets involved in. So prepare and get your plan together and get everybody on the same page. It's very important to be unified, because you can walk in that unification. And listen, when two or more are present, right? When two or more are gathered in His name, He is present. So it's real important to do that. So you've got pray. The second thing is prepare. Third thing is to propose your ideas or proclaim your ideas. A lot of times, speaking to you from experience, we have in our own minds what we want to do, we want to get accomplished, but we don't tell anybody. We don't proclaim that. And there's reasons why, because the enemy says, listen, if you say that, somebody else is going to mock you, they're going to make fun of you, they're going to belittle you. That's a lie from the pit of hell. That's right, I said it. Okay, so proclaim it. This year, 2018, we're going to take this to $5 million a year. We're going to start this new business. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Propose your ideas to your mastermind group, to your employees, and proclaim it. Proclaim it, because when you do, it puts it out there, okay, and it puts it out in line. And it's really good to do that, because it makes you, it becomes more real, not just in your own mind, but into everybody's mind. And it's good. And listen, it will... you then attract other people, like-minded individuals, Christians, that want to get on board with that, okay? Because that's passion. And when you have that passion, you proclaim your passion, you propose your passion, okay, you become unstoppable, and you get other people in that. Christopher Columbus was passionate. And when he was on that boat over trying to find the new land, the new America, he was passionate about that. He had people, he bought into that. He was a great salesperson because of his passion. And passion is a powerful, unstoppable force of nature. And when you have God on your side, then who can be against you? Amen? All right. The last, fourth thing is people. Okay? You need to find people that are on this. And so in your business, if you know, and this is one of the hardest things I know for a lot of fellow Christians out there, that if, you know, because we want to be Jesus to people, and that's good, and we want to help people, but if they're not on the same page with you, if they don't have the same proclamation, if they don't have the same purpose, if they don't have the same goals, or if they're not in alignment with you on that, listen, it's not good. It's really not. And it's time to fish or cut bait and have a sit down heart to heart with them, because it might not be the place for them to be. You need to have people that are all on board and everybody's rowing in the same direction. Because if you have somebody rowing in a different direction, it's going to be counterintuitive to the whole, your whole work, the whole, you know, business, and your ideas. So maybe it's time to take them off the boat. And by taking them off the boat is not a bad thing for them. It's most times, hear me this, it's mostly a blessing for them. Because this is not their purpose, you know. It's not where they want to be yet. And I think it's really important that we get that. Because a lot of times we think, oh, man, I can't let that person go. Or, you know, or the word fire comes into your mind. I can't fire that person. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And any time I've sat down and fired somebody, the first thing that comes out of my mouth is I say, listen, this is a great day for you. That's right, I said it. It's a great day for you, because this is the time that you can go out and do what you need to do and what you're designed to do and what God's made you to do. Jack Welch, he used to be the CEO of General Electric, really good guy. I read his book called Straight from the Gut, which I highly recommend. It's a great book. He talks about this a lot of times. We do people a disservice by keeping them on. So have the right people around you. It's really important. That doesn't mean you have a bunch of yes people. Okay, you shouldn't. You should have people on there that do disagree with you. And you need, you know, don't be offended. Embellish that. Okay, tension is good at leadership level. It really is. It keeps us sharp, right? Iron sharpens iron. So have the right people. Okay, people. All right. The fifth thing is is probably the biggest thing that that people miss out on, and it's what it's such a fine line between failure and success. And the fifth P is perseverance. People ask me all the time, what's the key to success? And it's perseverance, man. What's the key to my faith? Perseverance. What's the key to relationships? Perseverance. What's the key to, you know, the financial success, or, you know, your family success? Is perseverance. Because, listen, tough times are there. They're going to happen. It's inevitable. They are. And it's how you persevere through those tough times is what's going to build your character, show your character to the world, glorify God in the process. And it's also going to make you crazily, is that a word? fantastically, that I think that's a word, successful in whatever it is. And listen, that doesn't mean that everything, you're always going to be successful at things. You're going to fail. And you're going to fail at projects. You're going to fail at, you know, maybe you got a promotion, a big sale promotion. Maybe you have whatever. And sometimes the ideas work. Sometimes they don't work. Sometimes businesses work. Sometimes they don't work. But it's persevering through all that is what makes the difference. I'll tell you a story. Being in Texas, there's a lot of oil wells drilled out here in Texas. And some are good and some are not so good. And a long time ago, back in the 30s, a man was out there in West Texas drilling an oil well, and he had went out there and he put almost $1 million into this oil well, which back then was a lot of money. And they've been drilling for like 6 months, and they were drilling down, I don't know how many thousands of feet. And he was down to his last $20,000, and he decided to sell the oil well. He just couldn't do it anymore. And you probably heard the story, but he sold this oil well. I think he sold it for $100,000, which he lost a lot of money. Whoever came in and bought it, they drilled 5 more feet and hit one of the biggest gushers in the history of Texas, and made billions of dollars off that. And so perseverance, it's really important. Sometimes you're only 5 feet away. Sometimes you're only 5 minutes away. Sometimes you're only 2 clicks away from figuring this thing out and to persevere. Does that mean you never should cut bait? Not at all. But you should have your mastermind group around you, and being able to talk to those things out. It's real important. So the 5 Christian entrepreneurs P's that I like to do is pray, prepare, proclaim or propose, great people around you, and persevere. All right. It's so important. Persevering is everything. So when you feel like you can't go on, when you want to quit, and let me tell you, I've wanted to quit I don't know how many times. And I always tell people too, it's okay to quit. Okay. But don't tell anybody you quit, because by the next morning, hope comes in the morning, right? And it really does. And sometimes it's good, you know, for me, when I get discouraged or when I get down or I'm disappointed or I have a failure, I go to the movies. That's right, I said it. I just go to the movies. I go watch a movie. Sometimes I don't even know what's on. I just show up there and walk in the movie theater, buy my popcorn, my Sour Patch Kids, and go sit in the movie. And it just gives me a couple hours of escape, if you will. And then I pray. And the next day, things get better. They really do. They truly do. Reach out, too, to your friends. Hey, I need your prayer right now. Listen, I'm having a difficult time. You know, I lost this money. This person quit on me. This person stole from me. Whatever the situation is, and these situations do happen. They're real-life situations. You know, as Christians, we always think we have to be positive all the time. That's not true. You can sit down there and talk to one of your trusted friends in your group and say, hey, here's my heart, man. Here, I'm hurting right now. I need some help. And it's nice to get that help. All right. So persevere, man. Persevere. Read great books. You know, I've said it before, you know, books really make a big difference. You know, The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. Great book. My wife turned me out of this. Yes, Donald Trump's one of his favorite books. That's right. I like Donald Trump. That's right. I did say it. And at any rate, it's a great book. There's other, obviously, the Bible is fantastic. The Psalms. There's some, you know, get into one. I'm reading Samuel 1 and 2. I really like Samuel 1 and 2. I like hearing about the life of Saul and David and Samuel and how all that came about, the mistakes that Saul made, and even the mistakes that David made, and how he persevered through that when it was very difficult. Those are inspirational to me. Hey, I want to give a shout out to Jody Holland, another one of our Are You Real hosts. He's the author. He's an author, and he's a psychologist and the creator of Success. He's also out there. And Bethany Jett, who is really helping out Christian writers become Christian writers and how they do that. Rebecca Lyons, she's amazing as well, and helping people find the true you. Because you know what? God did make you a special way. He did. It is your DNA. He didn't make you to be like me. He didn't make you to be like John Fuller. He didn't make you to be like Bethany Jett. He made you to be you, and you are the best you. So get out of that comparison spirit, because it's a lie, baby, from Satan. And God did make you just to be you, and it's so much easier being you. So that Rebecca Lyons is great. This is a great podcast. Catch that too. And so look, if you want to see more, get more information about me, go to areyoureal.org and click on my link. We've got a great e-books or e-course just came out. We'd love for you to check it out. It's a lot of fun, and it's great, especially for you entrepreneurs, you Christian entrepreneurs out there. It's really good. So thanks for listening, and I appreciate that. Check out the other Are You Real shows, as I've just touted. Every week we release 4 new shows exploring different topics that will keep you, help you find God's purpose for you. And that's exactly what it's all about. It truly is. It's what being the authentic, real you. As John Fuller says, you know, this is Roar Nation, and we're all about being real. And John, you're doing a great job, and thank you for allowing me to be on this podcast. Have a great, blessed day, and remember, Jesus is King, Lord of Lords, name above all names. Keep focused, keep your eye on the prize. Good luck and great selling.
That's all for this episode of Are You Real? Business. For more resources, as well as specialized e-courses, next-level training programs, videos, and exclusive content, visit us at areyoureal.org. We appreciate you joining us and look forward to having you back for the next episode of Are You Real? Business. Take care.